Kill the Mockingbird.
This amendment legalized domestic propaganda on the American public.
The CIA could manipulate the citizens in the United States.
It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. Because those who speak in power over the television, over the radio, and over the press is constantly telling those who are the masses how free they are.
Yo, what's up, y'all? I'm just waiting for my guest today. He's gonna hop on right now. I'm a man, Buccaneer Bob, on with me today. He's gonna be talking about, you know, the Libertarian Party and Joe Jurgensen. So, yo. You with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. I had everything. All right.
Cool. How's it going, man? Thanks for having me on.
No problem, man. Like I said, that's what this whole point of doing this is, try to get a little bit a feel of what's going on with everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And when you were talking about Joe the other day, I was like, you know, everybody's talking about Biden and everybody's talking about Trump and nobody's talking about Jurgensen.
Yeah, and it's a shame, man, because she's actually the second female to have enough electoral pull. She's gonna have access to 270 electoral votes in November. That was as of, I think, yesterday with Maine. And she's actually the only candidate without any sexual assault accusations. Yeah.
That's crazy, so, right?
Yeah, and not to mention her stance on individual freedoms. You know, no knock raids out the window. ATF, gone. War on drugs, gone. You know, all these things have systematically separated the citizens of this great country for so long. She's planning on getting rid of as much as she can.
That's what I was actually, as I haven't gave her a fair shake when she kind of like, the only thing that got me, cause I've always been intrigued by libertarians because like, it's a lot of people tell me I'm a libertarian, like I'm an independent, but like, they're like, I don't know, man, you believe in small government, you know, you believe in less restrictions and all that. But as far as Joe, when she started kind of like, I felt like she was a little bit virtue signaling with the BLM movement. I know that's part of politics, but I think that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Plus, she doesn't get a lot of airtime, so I didn't get a lot to dig on her. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have
to
dig.
There's a lot of people that had a problem with that, but she clarified what she said later on. So what she wanted to do, what she meant by, you know, supporting BLM was supporting the movement, not necessarily the organization. Because as you know, as your viewers know, you guys, you know, truth seekers, we know that the BLM organization, that money all gets funded to the DNC anyways.
Exactly.
So she's not about the organization. She's about the movement. She wants everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. Black, white, purple, orange. Nobody gives a shit.
Americans, American.
It's all about freedom.
Yep.
It's all about individual freedom and individual accountability. You know, she wants small government. So when you take out the war on drugs, that's 90% of what the no knock raids are.
Oh, for sure. You know, well, then plus, that's what started the mass incarceration.
Yeah, the bill that, you know what, their buddy Joe Biden co-wrote that with Bill Clinton back in 94, I think.
Yep, 94.
You know, and that's what started the militarization of police too.
Yep.
So basically with that was the federal government gave pretty much military equipment for free.
Yeah.
To any police department who wanted it. You know, I come from New Jersey and there's this small town, and thank goodness most of the cops over there are pretty nice guys. You know, they don't bother too many people, but they're a super small town, maybe 3 square miles, and they have 2 APCs. Like, what the fuck do you need that for? You know what I mean? They claim it's rescue equipment because we're coastal.
Yeah.
But what do you need the Mark 19s for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool. Like, I get it. You want rescue vehicles, and that makes great sense. But, like, what are you doing with the automatic grenade launches that you got?
Yeah, and all that increased even more. So it was started with the war on drugs, but it increased with the Patriot Act. After the Patriot Act, that's when, under Homeland Security, that's when everybody was like, oh, whatever you want, like, in the name of fighting terrorists.
The Patriot Act.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Part of the Patriot Act. You know, once not the government on both sides has done such a great job of creating problems that the people demand reform for. You know, and this started all the way back from Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, for sure. With the Federal Reserve.
When the Federal Reserve was created. But we're getting off on a tangent. So Joe,
About Joe. Let the people know what Joe's about. Like, what's her main stance? Like, what she, besides, I know she's fighting for freedom and liberty. What else does she bring to the table?
So her green policy, she wants to switch from the nuclear that we have now, Gen 3 nuclear facilities, to Gen 4, which is supposed to happen. It was supposed to start in 2020. But would you believe there's not one project in the country getting ready for Gen 4, which has proven to be cleaner and much more efficient? You can recycle that waste coming from Gen 4. And it's lost upon deaf ears on Congress because all of their money goes to subsidizing oil, coal, and the old nuclear. They don't really want to progress forward, because they make too much money the way they are. And it's the same reason the war on drugs has been happening for so long. They just make way too much money on things being illegal.
Oh, I agree.
All changes, federal regulations out the window, everything from the federal mandate for hairdressers to have licenses, all the way to gun manufacturers to have federal licenses. Again, everything in between. Gambling is not going to be the problem it is. You'll get rid of bookies. You know what I mean? You'll get rid of organized crime in the gambling world. You'll get rid of organized crime and a lot of human trafficking.
Does she back up
prostitution?
Does she back up decriminalizing drugs as well?
Yeah, actually, she's come out and said that everybody who's been arrested for a nonviolent drug offense is going to be pardoned.
Wow.
Straight up pardoned. That's in big. Texas right now. In Texas, you could get arrested for a gram of weed. If Joe gets into office, that's not going to be a problem on the federal level anymore. So states will decide amongst themselves whether or not they want it to be legal. But she will go in and pardon every person who's had a nonviolent drug offense.
And if the federal government leans that way, that will get a lot of states to lean. You know what I mean? Once the federal government changes, a lot of states will change theirs as well.
Right. Well, once the federal government makes it legal, like releases the war on drugs, it'll be up to the states to make those laws. So the laws will be ixnay, basically, and the states themselves will have to come up with their own laws. Right now, the states only have like judiciary stuff, like sentencing stuff in place. Those laws are already deemed on the federal level.
For sure. Well, plus, like, the mandatory minimums, that's what I've never heard all the people that are saying defund the police, they never talk about mandatory minimums. That's where, you know, your charge has to have a minimum sentence, and they got to get rid of that. And that's why, like, when you have a charge, they pretty much are like, well, we got to charge you with something. We got to give you some time. We have to do something to you. And I agree with that
except
part.
Except for sex offenders.
Exactly.
Except for sex offenders. That'll all go away too. Because you get rid of all the victimless crime is what it's called, what she refers to it as.
Mm-hmm.
The victimless crime. Once that goes away, the police won't be patrolling anymore. They won't be proactive anymore. They won't need to be. They'll be reactionary. So if something happens, then they will come.
Not like looking for, because that's what the war on drugs has done, is that they're looking, they're looking for the fight. They're going, they're taking it to them. They're like, we got to be proactive. We got to take this out, nip it in the butt. And then that's why, like you said, there's a lot of no-knock raids where they get wrong so many times. There's so many times they get that wrong. So many, and it's not even just
interdepartmental communication.
Yeah, and it's not always that people get killed. There's plenty of times where they not only they raid the pad, they rip apart everything, destroy everything, and then they go, "Oh, wrong house. Sorry about that. Nobody cleans it up. Nobody gets."
Or they don't find anything.
Yep. Or they don't find anything.
Just don't find anything. You know, it doesn't matter if somebody gets hurt or not. It is a breach of freedoms. It is a breach of our constitutional rights of due process, period. And that's not something that Joe Jorgensen is going to be okay with. Unlike, you know, everybody's fan favorite right now, Trump, who he actually supports red flag laws and no knock raids, the red flag laws that killed Duncan Lemp.
Yep.
And
Breonna Taylor.
Breonna Taylor. You know, these people are killed for what? You know,
for nothing.
It's a mistake. Exactly. Absolutely nothing. For no reason. And yeah, I understand we do need to charge the officers involved in both of those, but it's to make real change, it needs to be the policies that change.
Yep.
Because they're being sent out to do what they're being sent out to do from whoever they have. Like you have, like I have a job where sometimes I don't like what my boss tells me to do, but I do it because I want to keep my job.
Same thing with all these guys that have to enforce the masks right now.
Right.
When you're in a grocery store, you don't want to have to go tell some big ass dude or some little teenager, and you're like, "Hey man, you gotta wear your fucking mask."
Right. I mean, and another good point. Joe Jorgensen was caught heat for another situation where she was at a rally and she wore a mask, and her running mate Spike Cohen, who awesome guy by the way. You should see one of his interviews. He is hysterical.
Spike's
He's a podcaster, cool actually.
Spike's a good
Spike
name.
Spike Cohen. Yeah. But anyway, so they're at this rally and they take a picture saying that they choose to wear a mask. You know, they choose to be helpful and wear a mask in this capacity because we don't know much about COVID-19.
Most definitely.
As far as just because of the time it's been out. But another big problem with the federal government is the FDA.
Yep.
And she's going to get rid of that too.
That's funny because I was just hearing her talk about, because I was trying to brush up on her a little bit today. And right before I hopped on, I was listening to her talk about how fucked up the FDA is. And now it's nice to hear someone actually talking about that.
Yeah. And well, I'm an amputee.
Okay.
I've had 3 major spinal surgeries in my life and I've, you know, had MRSA for 6 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've been through healthcare and I've seen the progression from when, you know, 27 years ago to now. It's ridiculous. 27 years ago, the market was more free. It was a freer market for healthcare. And I had no problem getting all my surgeries done, taking care of physical therapy, hospital stays, no problem. Over the last 10 years, whenever I go to get a new prosthetic, like my last insurance company literally asked me to send an x-ray of the affected leg. What the fuck are you going to see, man? Wow. It's gone. So I took a picture of it in black and white and emailed it to them. You know, like, yeah, that's your fucking x-ray, man. Like, it's gone.
Yeah, like, what do you want?
It's not. That's what healthcare has become. Because I can't 3D print a prosthetic leg for myself because it's against the FDA.
Really?
I get in a whole lot of trouble for printing off a prosthetic leg.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because there's patent infringement, and there's this, and there's that. And there's,
even though it helps, even though it's for
legal shit.
Now, what about, like, hunting licenses and fishing licenses and all that bullshit?
It's all bullshit.
But that's by state, right? So, like, she can't have too much, right? Like, she can't have too much involvement in that because it's each state, right? Each state makes their own laws on that.
You can't sell someone's rights back to them.
Yeah.
The right to put food on the table on your own terms is part of the Declaration of Independence, part of everything. You know, like, we're allowed to provide for ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
If I want to go shoot a deer, I mean, I understand the population control part of it. You know, you want deer around, you want game around. So as far as lotteries, like for tags, that I don't see a problem with. I don't know Joe's stand on that particularly.
Yeah.
But for tags, for population control, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, because there has to be. Yeah. And I get too, because I do get that there has to be some regulation at times, because, you know, we all know those people that need rules because they're like, oh, we could do whatever. Okay, we're going to do whatever. So I do understand the necessity of some rules. I just think some get out of hand. You know what I mean?
The EPA has gone from a useful organization to what it is today, who allows Monsanto to do whatever they want and lets all these oil spills happen. And they really don't do anything about it. They slap them on the wrist with a $10 to $100 million fine for BP. That's a quarter in the pot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
like,
nothing.
It's nothing. Monsanto's lawsuit, I don't know exactly how much was paid out, but it, compared to what they have, like, it's peanuts. There's no real repercussions for their actions. And that's not something that's going to fly with Jorgensen.
And she's going to actually put up a fight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, so the what has happened with the presidential power over the last 30, 40 years is they've made it so powerful. They've given the executive branch so many more powers than they should have been given. So if Joe does win and she gets thrown in there, she can use that system to destroy it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so like true. I didn't even think of that.
She's just going to fight fire with fire. It's just the way it is. But even if she doesn't win, if she gets enough of the vote, libertarians and third party, not just libertarians, but third parties will start having more access to the ballots. Mm-hmm. So we have a third option. And that's really the really important thing right there, is because this duopoly has destroyed us.
Completely.
It's two people. It's two separate groups
that are the same party.
Your head saying, yeah, they're Republicrats.
Yeah, they're the same party.
That's what Spike calls them.
Yeah, they're the same party, and they instigate fights and put this theater on like they call pro wrestling and all that shit. You know, like they're, I hate this Donald Trump. It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. Behind closed doors, they're friends. Hey, let me do. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi gave Donald Trump every bit of money that he asked for? She gave him the money for his wall. If she was against Donald Trump so much, why would she give him the money for his wall when she talks so much shit on it? Because it's theater.
Like they really like to sneak stuff in behind the doors. I'm going to read you a bill real quick that I found today. It's introduced. I want you to guess which party this came from. It's called the Hong Kong Autonomy Act. Okay. And what it is basically a bill that's in support of free speech for the protesters in Hong Kong against China. What party do you think wrote that?
Republican?
Democrat.
Wow, okay.
So the Democrats care more about Hong Kong's freedom of speech than our own.
Yeah.
There's another bill that just came out. This is actually a Democrat vote. I'm gonna spoil that one for you.
Yeah.
and it's basically another anti-discrimination act against genders, like gender sexuality.
Oh.
Which doesn't really make sense because there's already a solid one that was signed 20 years ago. But this one, I read into it, and this one actually specifically adds age. It has language specifically adding age-based sexualities.
Wait.
And
so
New Jersey,
can you elaborate on that?
So age-based sexuality is like the pedophilia stuff. The people that identify as a younger person, so it's okay for them to do whatever.
Oh God.
But in New Jersey, there's been a judge who overturned a case of a child molester, repeat child molester, who's been in prison. He's supposed to serve a 47-year sentence. He's been in prison for about 9 years. Conviction got overturned, and he's getting resentenced. The reason, the judge said, was because he feels the sentencing judge put her emotions into it, and he was being persecuted for that sentence. Which is not which is an unusual long sentence for somebody in New Jersey, but that's because the sentencing in New Jersey is dog shit. So it shouldn't be out of the ordinary to give a repeat offender the remainder of his life in prison with no parole. That's a no-brainer. But
I would think
New Jersey's pushing this so Senator McConnell actually is the one who's holding up the bill from seeing the Senate. And 20 or so Democrat senators wrote a very strongly worded letter to McConnell saying that they want this bill pushed through. Like, they want this bill done. Both New Jersey senators are on there. California senators, both of them. Most of the blue states.
Most of the progressive. Anybody that's super progressive is definitely
progressive.
On that.
Yeah. Progressive in the eyes of the government is, you know, I don't even want to know, to be totally honest with you. But they so it's a matter of, and it comes very convenient timing wise with the Catholic Church having what they're going through in Connecticut. The Catholic Church right now is dealing with hundreds of lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And the government gave them $1.something billion to cover those lawsuits. And that's not even a hidden thing. You don't even have to look far. That's on mainstream media. That was on ABC.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, like,
it's not you got to dig for it. And yeah,
you don't got to dig for it. You don't need like the VPN and the Brave browser and all that. You just go look on ABC. It's absolutely outrageous. And this is what happens when a duopoly takes over for 100 and something years.
Yeah.
You know, and Joe Jorgensen's our first real shot.
And you're right about not just to give us a third option, but it also opens the door. So, like, now maybe if we can get enough movement behind her, maybe another candidate next. Now maybe we have four parties, yeah. five parties. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you have, like, the Green Party can
yep,
come up
yep.
or another independent, yep. you know what I mean? It's just a voice for the actual people is yep. really what it boils down to.
It has to come back to the people.
The one thing I really love about Joe and what got me to start looking into her is that she's not an elite. She's not even close to an elite. She comes from Dutch immigrants. You know what I mean? She's a first-generation born American.
Really?
Yeah. And she's worked all her life. She has a PhD in industrial psychology. You know, she's very smart. She's owned businesses. She worked for IBM back in the day. And then she opened her own software firm, which legally copied patents for software. So she would create a generic version of software. And then she left there to be an activist and then a professor. And she has a she teaches full time. Let me just double check the school she teaches at. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Her PhD was from Clemson, and I'm not sure where she teaches now, but she does teach. And
you know what subject?
Yeah, she teaches industrial psychology and different forms of sociology.
Okay.
She, like, her MBA is from Southern Methodist University, and her bachelor's is from Baylor.
Okay.
So she's a smart woman. Like I said, she's got no sexual assault charges, and she's, you know, she's all for. And one thing about her with education, because I know that's a big deal for people, is that she believes that education should be localized.
Yeah.
Right now it's centralized. Like, the kids in New York City don't need to learn farming, you know what I mean? And the kids in Oklahoma don't need to learn what the kids in New York City are learning.
For sure. Not even just that. There needs to, I've been saying this for years, even just high school in general needs a makeover. It needs to teach kids more about vocational schools, other jobs, things, because not everybody's going to be a lawyer, a doctor. You don't just go, they got people to go into college because it became a racket. The only reason that college loans became a thing, because it used to be, hey, you work your ass off, you know what I mean? Well, through weekends and summers, and then boom, yeah. you pay it off and you get a good job because that's what you wanted to do. You work hard for it and that's what you get. The reason why, the reason how college loans came about is because right when they changed the age to vote to 18, so they were running on that thing and they're like, when they to vote, they were telling all the kids, like, man, you don't want to, you know, waste your summers. You want to have your summers, and they're painted this whole game to them, so they opened the whole loan industry, right?
Yeah.
And once you open the loan industry, the colleges were like, all right, now it's $15,000 to go in. Now it's yep. $20,000, and it keeps going higher and higher.
The federal funding came in, the financial aid came in.
Because it's almost like, hey, our pockets are open, go for it.
Right. So, and that's the same concept as the health insurance industry, because it's all being, you know, subsidized by the federal government.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to education like that, it's funny you bring up student loans, because Joe Biden actually co-wrote a bill a while back when they were doing the economic relief that in bankruptcies that excluded all debts except your student loans. The one thing you cannot write off on a bankruptcy, on a class 7 action bankruptcy, that happened to be your buddy Joe. Not your buddy, Joe, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, and the other thing, too, is that, like, also, that's why I don't get why, like, progressives are backing him. They should be looking for, like you said, like, Jorgensen, at least that she will have some of their values.
Right.
Joe is not going to forgive student loans, and he's not for Medicare for all. Those are main values of the progressive parties. So why would you back him? I don't get that. And now they're just – and now Kamala Harris – man, that's like...
No, well, she's a whole nother ballgame. Did you know Kamala in Finnish actually means horrible, abysmal?
I did not.
So that's where she got the horrible Harris the horrible Harris nickname. But she actually has locked up more minorities than anybody else in your district.
Yep.
I think it's 1,900 plus marijuana charges. And she also believes that Joe Biden is a rapist. She said that on the debate stage.
Yeah.
And
a racist.
The problem. Oh yeah, totally racist. But so the problem really lies with the duopoly. A lot of the middle of the road, both sides, middle of the road, don't believe that an independent can win because of the way that everything's structured. Did you know in 35 states, the electorals, if they vote against their party lines, will be penalized?
Oh, yeah.
Lose their seat and penalized. 35 states cannot vote outside of their party lines, even if the people say so.
Yep.
So the people can vote. You know, in 35 states, it's people vote for Jorgensen, but the Electoral College doesn't. You know, that's a thing that could very well happen.
Yep.
Which is mind-blowing. Because the Electoral College is there supposedly to give equal voice to the urban as it is the rural.
But they don't listen to the people.
That's the whole purpose of it. Right, because these laws have been put in place. So the federal government has systematically been destroying the multiple party system for 100 years.
Oh, for sure.
The last time there was a valid third party candidate was
Nader.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, you mean like Teddy that actually? Roosevelt. Yeah, that one. You mean
that
okay? I got you.
Had a chance.
Yeah, I get you.
No, Teddy Roosevelt ran against Woodrow Wilson and Taft, and that's why Taft lost the election.
Yep.
Taft wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't a bad president. He held American ideals, which at the time were basically one giant Switzerland, which is what Jorgensen wants to get us back to. You know, and Woodrow Wilson's the one who had this God complex that he wanted to hand deliver freedom and democracy all over the world on America's dime.
Yeah.
And that's what dragged us into World War One. The Lusitania was all propaganda. There were maybe 50 Americans that died, not 150. You know, and it was after the U.S. has been shaking German ships, you know, so like we got ourselves into that war so the Federal Reserve can start and really.
That's perfect.
Get us off the gold system. Because
yeah, I was going to ask you about like her back before I ask you that. For anybody that needs to do some, if you have not read The Creature from Jekyll Isle. Island, like you got to read that shit.
Jekyll Island was a
classic that like will open your eyes, and it's not like
that's a government thing, man.
Yeah.
That's so common.
It's so common. What's Joe like? So is Joe planning on ending the Fed?
She's gonna audit it. It's very difficult to just switch an economy.
I get that,
but she will audit the Fed. The IRS is gonna be gone, so federal income tax is not gonna happen anymore. Or she's going to do her best to get rid of federal income tax, because that is actually an amendment in the Constitution that Wilson passed.
Well, yeah, that was just the fun. It was the fun World War II
amendment.
They said when he passed that, like before World War II, only 3% of Americans actually paid the income tax. Everybody was like, fuck that, I'm paying that.
It's supposed to be voluntary.
Yeah, but then in World War II, that's when they suckered everybody in. They go, look, man, we got to go to war.
They did it by force.
Yeah, but everybody felt that patriotic, like, you know what, man, we got to help. Like, you know what was going on with the Nazis,
yeah.
Yeah, with the Nazis, everybody had everybody was so, and plus we were pumped full of propaganda, movies, cartoons, everything was like, even with the Cold War, I wasn't around for that, but look at all the movies we see, and you know that they're like, people hiding under desks, and then all the 80 movies of, you know, the Russians were always the terrorists for a while, remember?
Right. Which we're equally as much terrorists as the Russians, to be totally honest with you. We just have a different government style on paper.
Well, everybody's the good guy in their own head.
Right. It's all about perspective. But, you know, it's one of those things where you can't just switch an economy over, but all this fear is what creates that regulation. You know, they do such a great job of manipulating everybody by owning the mainstream media. For Jorgensen does a really good talk on this, how this election is so much different because of COVID. And it's so helpful to the Libertarian Party, because at the end of the day, it's just like me and you, we're sitting around, like I'm in my car, you're in your house, and we're having this conversation. We could be reaching as many, you know, as many people on earth. So it levels the play.
You cut out a little bit. Can't hear you no more. I don't know. You cut out, man. Hello? Yo, yo. I think we had some technical difficulties.
Hey, sorry about that, man.
Oh, you good? I was just like, you know how it goes, man. Like, that's the only negative part about the technology. But you're right. Like, we're over here. We missed a lot of what you were saying, though, man. It, like, froze up on you a little bit, frozen still. Okay. So, but now we can hear you back.
Yeah,
you kind of like just stopped where you were saying, like right when you're getting into your whole spiel.
Okay, so COVID's really helped out leveling the playing field, because so for the longest time you see all the big debates and all the big rallies, they have the politician has about 1,000 people behind them. Well, they're all paid to give the explicit symbol that look at all these people behind me. Mm-hmm. I'm the right guy. Wow. And holding a gun to freedom's head saying, well, you don't want that guy. That guy's worse than me.
No, it's
but at the end of the day,
it's even simpler.
Fingers at each other.
That's a good point, man. You just kind of like made me think of something. It's almost similar to like the music game. So like me doing fucking around with music my whole life. Like what happens is like people, once the whole like internet started going up, people would take pictures. Like say they take a picture with Snoop Dogg, right? They'd be like, oh man, you know Snoop Dogg? Yeah, I know Snoop. They don't know Snoop Dogg. They just took a picture with Snoop Dogg.
They met him. Yeah.
So yeah, it's that illusion of, oh man, everybody likes him. Like it, for instance, if a lot of people, if you tell them a song, I've done this plenty of times. I remember when DMX came, Stop, Drop, Shut Him Down, Open Up Shop. I had that CD.
DMX is one of my heroes.
Oh, dope.
I fucking love that guy.
And he came out with that song, and I was telling everybody, oh, man, she's so dope. Everybody was like, man, she's garbage. I hate it. Blah, 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 right? That shit hit MTV, BET, The Basement, and everybody was like, oh, that's my shit. And that's when I knew, like, oh, so people just need to know that other people like it.
Yeah. It's created a really good herd mentality.
Yes.
It's funny you mentioned MTV, because MTV is actually, if you look back, over the last 15 years. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, MTV was the shit. Like, I heard about the Gorillaz through them.
Yep.
You know, all the new Blink-182 fucking music videos.
Man, and those summer and the Cancun shit, it was dope, man. I used to love that shit.
It was fun. It was all based on music.
Yes, all music.
Over the last 15 years, it's turned into basically endorsing children to be sexually active. Teen Mom.
True.
There was a while there that girls were trying to get pregnant so they could be on Teen Mom.
You're right.
There was a little stint of that for a little while. I mean, my hometown of Seaside, Tom's River area, New Jersey, was destroyed by the Jersey Shore.
Oh, shit.
The whole reputation of our area. I mean, I'm sure you heard about that.
Yeah.
None of
I hate
like
it.
That.
I know, but I
None
hate
of us,
it.
The people that live there are not like that.
Dude, and you're totally right, because I'm an open-minded person, and I still thought that.
Yeah, no, like, we're not like that at all. The dude that punched Snooki in the face, he's actually a cool guy. He was a gym teacher. Snooki ruined his life.
Damn.
She ordered, like, $500 of drinks on his tab.
Damn.
And he's a fucking gym teacher, and she has MTV to pay for her tab. And he said something to her, and she slapped him.
Yeah.
And he was plastered, don't get me wrong, but it was a quick little love tap, you know.
Yeah,
but I'm not condoning, you know, I would never condone beating up a woman, but
you're putting the whole perspective out there.
She slapped him in the middle, and he was about to get thrown out by bouncers for not wanting to pay her $500 tab. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he lost his job over that. You know, but that's just the kind of people that they sent to Tom's River to normalize all this shit that's
well, because they have their the producers on these reality shows are hyping this shit up. They go, all right, like they're like, this was cool. Like without the drama, they don't have a show. Like they want this shit. They cause conflict. They go, hey, fuck this. Yeah. So, but like that's why I've been saying it feels like that's what we've become. Everybody's pretty much. I've always hated me personally. I hate reality shows. It's never got onto me. I'm a sitcom guy, a comedy guy, a documentary guy. Reality shows. If I want to see some drama, I'll go talk to my family or my friends or, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, I'll just go outside.
Yeah, I'll go outside and like go to work and talk to my boss. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's.
And now it's like
it's
drama.
Amazing how we got to this.
And now we're like, look, with the reality shows and this cancel culture, everything's like, and we're worried about our speech. Like, hey, man, don't say this. You can't say that. Like, obviously, like, you know, people shouldn't be hateful. But I hate to say it. If you want to be free, You have to let people that if people want to be hateful, they can be hateful. As long as they're not freedom actually physically harming you or doing anything that prevents you from doing something, then they're free.
That you hit the nail on the head, my friend. And that's really what it is. Freedom is messy.
Yeah.
But I'd rather there's a saying in Greek that I went to 12 years of Greek school, and this is the only real saying I learned from it. It's kaliteram mia zoras elefteri zoi para saranda chronia sklavia ke filagi. And that means essentially, I'd rather live for a day, an hour, you know, with freedom than 40 years of oppression and slavery.
Yeah.
You know, I'd die before that happens.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and this country is built on the individual freedoms. That's what it was all about. And the education, everything from education to trying to be a hairdresser to, you know, selling apples in front of your house. Like
selling CDs from your trunk, selling like, you know, right. Making a look at fucking Amazon inside your garage. All that stuff can only happen in certain, you can't. Once that's what people don't understand is you take away the innovation. If you the more freedoms you take away, the more innovation goes away, and then people
and the more incentive goes away.
Yeah, without incentive, there's
what are you
no
working for?
Yeah.
You know, so like one thing about the way that business is done, you know, you need $10,000-$12,000 to start a business. Mm-hmm. Easy, and I don't know if you know this, but on state property, so like if you live in state housing,
okay,
you can't have a side hustle. You're not allowed to perform any kind of side business on that property. You can get thrown in jail. You basket weave and sell it on Etsy, live on state property, cops can come in, kick in your door, and take you to jail.
Yeah, I did not know that.
You know, and that's why you make arts and crafts.
Yeah, like, and you're not like a big time business. It's not like you're like a $1 billion business.
Why do I need a federal license to weave a basket?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why do I need a federal license to cut hair? Like, I cut my own hair, and I do a horrible job, but I don't, like, have any problems with it. Like, it's not like I hurt myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's amazing what the government's been able to get away with making you pay for. You know, paying for your rights. Concealed carry permits are another thing. Paying for your right to protect yourself is in itself extortion and theft. That's really what it boils down to. All these infringements on our rights, they're it's all extortion.
And it's been getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. Not wearing a seatbelt, I'm going to pull you over because you broke the law. And if you don't comply with me, then I'm going to take you to the ground, cuff you, and throw you in jail.
And that's another reason that I tell people, too, is not an excuse, but still, you got to think and put yourself in that perspective. If you take cops out of that position, so, like, imagine all day they're writing tickets. People are like, fuck you. You know, you're getting into arguments, blah, blah, blah. Getting bad interactions with people all day and then going to a serious call and then maybe not having great training, you're definitely going to do something fucked up.
Right. What I'm most afraid of is the police problem becoming so bad in this country that they start using robots for police.
Well, there already are.
Well, no, I'm talking like fully AI automated robots.
I get you.
That's going to come. I mean, when the technology's here, if the problems are still here, that's what's going to come next.
Yeah, they're going to say, hey, the humans can't. Hey, well, you know what? They're not biased. Hey, they're going to be like, you know what? AI is not biased. So we're going to let them take
over. AI starts thinking for himself, man. You ever seen Terminator?
Yeah.
Come on.
Man, like, no, like I tell everybody, man, I got that that replica app, man. Just don't tell me, man. I'm talking to an AI every day, and it's fucking weird.
Oh. Yeah, man, it's crazy. And they're, you know, they're there, and they're not going anywhere, you know? But it's, you know, it's become such a police state with the guise of freedom.
Oh, yeah.
The guise of we're doing this for your protection. Who do I hurt by not wearing a seatbelt? Who do I hurt?
Only you. Possibly, you know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Personally, since I'm an amputee, like, my body shifts weird. So a seatbelt actually is uncomfortable for me in ways that affect the way I drive. So I don't wear it. It's that simple. I mean, I'm an excellent driver. I've been driving for a long time. I've maybe driven about 1,000,000 miles since I got my driver's license. So I know my way around a road.
Yeah.
But even people that don't, you know, I know a girl who's one of the worst drivers I've ever seen, and she chooses not to wear a seatbelt. If she wants to hit something and fly out her front windshield, that's her deal.
Yeah, and of course we'll feel sad, and we'll and it will be a tragedy. That's what people think, that like if you support stuff like that, then they're like, oh, so you're promoting? No, of course it would still be a tragedy. But the thing is, people need to live their life. I'm not here to. We can only. What are we taught? And like psychology, that's what you're taught, is the only person you can change is yourself. That's it.
Right.
Nobody else. Exactly. So you have to take charge of yourself. You have to be in charge of yourself. And then the government doesn't want to allow that. They want to take away that. Like they've been trying to do that, and they've been very successful because there's a lot of people that are dependent on the government now. And they're just holding in the balance.
They did a great job of making that happen. The ABC Act was only supposed to be temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into what it is now. But if you take away, and a lot of people have a problem with the idea of losing that safety net. The thing is, you're your own safety net. With a limited federal government, you don't need tens of thousands of dollars
exactly.
to start a business. You can just do your side hustle.
Yep.
And with the war on drugs being over, if you want to sling some pot, man, go for it.
Yep.
You want to get, you got to connect for good blow. Like, go for it. Knock yourself out.
Yep.
But realize that if something happens and your stuff is tainted or something happens, it's individual accountability. Guess who they're coming after? They're going to come after you in a lawsuit form.
Yep.
So be ready to either have insurance or lose everything you got. Like, those are your choices as a business owner anyways.
Yeah.
You know? As you know, I do part-time PI work. That's my side hustle, and I have errors and omission insurance, just in case I get something wrong. You know, and that's just standard practice. When I was a real estate agent, same deal. You need errors and omissions.
Yeah, something to have your back, like any business would have. Like you said,
right,
like
because you're human, man. You're human. Everybody's human. We're not computers doing shit. And Jorgensen wants to make that vision of a free market a reality.
Now, how do we get? Now, Michael. Next question is, how do we get her name more, like how do we introduce her to people in a way that they'll be, it just seems like it's hard. Like it's hard to, I've always had a trouble with this. I would, like I said, I was a big Ron Paul guy, and when he went to the Republican Party, I thought that was gonna maybe give him some kind of boost, but it didn't.
Juice.
It didn't.
I was hoping so too, to be honest with you.
It gave him,
I love Ron Paul.
Yeah, they were. That's like the guy that I've been following for a long time. I believe in his values, in the individualism. It's up to me, man. It's if I fuck up my life, it's not your fault. It's not anybody's fault. It's me.
Right.
I have to fix it.
Yeah, he's a libertarian in Republican guys. He's wearing a Republican ghillie suit.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Libertarian, you know. I love that guy, and his son's not too bad. The only one I believe in the last 15, 20 years to propose a term limits on all of Congress, senators and House. You know, so they're not too bad, and not all of them are bad, but we need to keep fresh faces in.
Yeah.
And that's what prevents fresh faces in small government is what prevents corruption.
Correct.
And with the duopoly the way it is, and people don't pay attention the way they used to. I think people stopped paying attention at Bill Clinton, you know, after the economy had that big internet boom.
Yep.
And everything was great. People really stopped paying attention until the economy collapsed again.
And then it kind of felt like it was coming on track. So they just shut up again.
Right. And then, well, they shut up, and now it's all about the race separation.
Yeah. But the thing is, we're still about that. That bubble's about to pop. The thing, too, that people don't realize is that bubble is about to pop. Like, that shit's, this whole, our economy is based on fucking credit. You know what I mean? And it's
based on loans. Yeah.
And it goes, the debt goes, and that's what happened in 2008. And they patched it up, and they put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole wound, and it did nothing. It didn't let all the blood get out, but now we're back, and it increased higher and higher because everybody goes, oh, look, the economy was great. It was a phony economy. It's not a real economy. Right. Like, the NASDAQ's doing great, but they don't realize that bubble is going to pop. And this time, and every time it gets bigger, it makes the situation worse. Like I said, I listen to a lot of Peter Schiff, and he's the one that called the 2008 housing crisis before it was. And he's been talking about this, and I have faith in him. He knows what he's talking about, and he's right. And we're going to be fucked. We're going to turn into Brazil. We're going to turn into USSR. That's my fear.
There's a lot of people in this country who won't let that happen. But it's funny you mentioned housing developments because actually back in the day before the federal government got involved with housing and requiring states to do zoning laws, people lived next to each other like the people who didn't have a job who would have been, you know, deemed poverty in today's standards, they were living next to the managers of plants. And it was a way, and it was an easy way to have people help each other.
Yeah.
You know, people climbed out of poverty because of the help provided by their neighbors.
Well, for the free market, you know, always gives you money instantly. So when your neighbor's in trouble, we go, hey, let's rally together. Let's put our money together and make sure that this farm's back and running. If he goes through the government, he's going to have to go fill out paperwork. Then he's going to get called back in a week. And after that week, he's going to have an interview. Then after that interview, they're going to call you. You know what I mean? It's going to be and I'm probably missing steps.
Like, hey, we can't give you the loan because you owe back taxes.
Yeah. Or.
But what I'm trying to say is the whole idea of zoning. Mm-hmm. Zoning laws is actually a form of systematic division as well. It's systematic division against the classes.
Yeah.
So they basically said, okay, this is going to be our Section 8. This is where our poverty state-run stuff's going to be. And everybody else who can afford their own stuff can live here. And that took away the ability to help your neighbor, because your neighbor doesn't need the help anymore. Your neighbor's just as well off as you are.
Mm.
So that there's no poverty in between you to be like, hey, let's go give that guy something as simple as sugar. You know, let's go help that guy. You know, he needs something.
Because you could see
a job opened up at my plant. Why don't you come help? Why don't you come get your work? And without that, without those safety nets and without the federal regulation, this stuff can happen. And you can help your neighbor. And I personally believe that if I wasn't being charged that extra 30% federal income tax, I would donate more to the people that I know I could help.
Yeah.
You know,
and it doesn't have to be charitable organizations. It's just helping people. Like, you're right. And you're right. Because if when they're your neighbors, you can see it. You could be like, oh, you good, man? Oh, I see. You know what I mean? Then you have more interaction. But they've also made it so we don't talk to our neighbors anymore.
Right. That term, other side of the tracks.
Yep.
Didn't start until after zoning laws happened. You know, and that's really what it boils down to, is the system. And in every facet, point me to a direction and I'll tell you where down the line that they became solely involved in systematic depression or systematic oppression.
And now, like I said, like, so what my thing is, like, I was saying, how do we get more people to, like, a lot of people that I know are just like, fuck it, I don't vote because fuck it. And I don't know how to inspire them, because, like, even when I show them candidates, they're like, eh, who cares? It's not going to, you know, they have no hope.
Yeah. And that's a shame that they don't, because, you know, one thing that we can do right now that is actively being sought, trying to do, is everybody's signing petitions to get Joe on the debate stage. You put Joe Jorgensen up against Biden and Trump, and I personally believe it's over. You can't argue that. Jo Jorgensen is a smart, well put together woman who, she's used to dealing with temperamental, you know, men, being in the industry she's been in. So I think she'll do great in a debate. And that's
being in the software industry for sure.
Oh yeah, but it's a matter of getting her on that debate stage. Once she has that national attention, she's standing next to those two clowns, man. I personally believe it's over at that point.
And one
quick thing about Trump that everybody's super into Trump right now. Quick thing to think about. He was mentored by a Freemason, same guy who mentored Nixon. And two, he sat on this information with the pedophiles for 3 years. Why did he wait till an election year? Just food for thought.
Most definitely.
I see we're just about out of time, I think, right?
Yeah, we got like about 10 minutes. So, like, well, I don't know if you want to talk about, you know, I wanted to see where you could direct people. I know you got a podcast coming up, you know, let people know what's going on with you.
Me and my partner we're getting our podcast up and running. It'll be Don't Rock the Boat with Buccaneer Bob and Lieutenant Dan. Nice. And we're also going to be doing a YouTube channel where we're both gunsmiths, so we like to blow shit up, test out new gear. I'm testing out new gear for amputees to be able to go out.
Oh, dope.
You know, because there's really no support for them. And that really makes me sad, because I've been out in the woods. I'm a camper, hiker. I just got into climbing. You know, I don't let it stop me. I never have. And there's a lot of amputees out there who it has stopped them because they don't have guidance. So that's one of the biggest points we're trying to hit with the YouTube channel.
Because everybody is already like, oh, you know, you don't need it. Yeah, you're right. Don't let anything stop you. And if you have no one to guide you and show you that you can do it, you're not going to even think about it. You're like, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's a matter of, oh, I can't do that. Just that self-doubt, self-loathing that's been in this Western culture for hundreds of years that most cultures in other countries don't even understand. The Dalai Lama didn't know about self-loathing until 1992. He didn't even know it was a thing. Like, he didn't know it existed. It's just counter belief to everything that the Buddhism and Taoism believe. So it's a very much Western culture type deal. Europe, America, you know, it's a very, very much. And one thing we're going to be doing on the podcast, a lot of spirituality.
Oh, dope.
Me and Dan are both very spiritual. You know, I've been practicing the Hermetic Order, the Hermetic principles lately. Dan is really into sacred geometry. You know, we're both into high magic from Damien Eccles' book.
We're definitely going to have a podcast, and we're going to have to get like a good hour and a half, like a podcast.
Yeah, man. When we're, you know, when we're all set and set up to go, you'll be the first to know.
Yes, sir, man. You know, like, I appreciate you coming on here and talking about because we, you know, I don't think a lot of people even really know about the Libertarian Party. It gets brushed under the rug a lot, and there's more options out there. You got
a lot of the polls. What they say is, Democrat, Republican, or not sure. Yep. They actually called Joe Jorgensen and said, Democrat, Republican, or not sure. And she says, I'm, well, Libertarian. And they go, okay, so you're not sure. She's like, no, I'm like super sure. I'm Libertarian. And they're like, okay, we're going to put you down as not sure. Kick. So, you know, getting her in the polls and getting her on the debate stage is an uphill battle.
Man, but, you just got me cracking up, though, because you said not sure. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Not sure.
It's, you know, what's sad is that movie is becoming more of like a docuseries. Oh, yeah. Right now. And it's, I mean, I wouldn't mind Terry Crews as president, to be totally honest.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be fun.
Yeah. But, you know, that's not in the cards.
Yeah, I even got a little.
Unfortunately, we got
I got a little drop of them, too.
We got a little problem at the federal end. And, yeah. I really do think George Jorgensen's our answer.
I think so too. I haven't got a little Idiocracy.
I don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
You had to get them on the soundboard. But again,
I appreciate the time, man.
Yes, sir, Bob, man. You take care, man, and we'll get you on soon again, man. Appreciate it.
Sounds good, man. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too, man. Thanks. All right, y'all, I'm about to, it's about to be the end of my time, you know, I might be on in another half hour or so, try to drop some other things, so, hit my DMs if you got something to say, or, you know, hit that number, it's 313-879-3337, or hit the email, killthemockingbirds@gmail.com, or like I said, hit my DMs, and, you know, if you got something to say, hit me up, I'll be back in a little bit.